All right, folks, let's get a Monday edition going of Locked On Lions. We've got the PFF grades and more today.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And a pleasant good Monday to everybody here on Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network. We played it on this same Monday, October 3rd, into Tuesday, October 4th. Unfortunately, wrapping up what was a very bad performance yesterday, especially by the defense, as the Lions fall to the Seattle Seahawks 48-45. So it is a dreadful Monday around the Motor City. But Matt Derry with you. Thanks for making this your first listen here and each and every day right here on Locked On Lions. We are proudly brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. You pick 2 to 5 players. If they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your first on your entry. First time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. Follow us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions as well. The Matt Derry Facebook fan page, and we are available on YouTube. So those of you watching video-wise on YouTube, the Locked On Lions YouTube channel, oh my gosh, the comment section blew up yesterday. Hundreds of comments from you Lions fans, the dedicated, fantastic, best fans in the world, Detroit Lion fans. We appreciate you shouting us out yesterday. Coming up on the show today, we do this every Monday, Pro Football Focus put out their numbers, their grades for every player from yesterday's loss to the Seahawks, top 5 and bottom 5 Lion players on offense and defense. We will go over those momentarily here on the program. Dan Campbell spoke today and said there will be personnel changes on defense. He's still confident in confident in future head coach Aaron Glenn and this defensive staff, but there's going to be some personnel changes for Sunday's game in New England against Bailey Zappe and the Patriots. It is Matt Patricia time this week. It's Jelani Tavai. Did you watch yesterday's game? The best defensive player on the Patriots at Lambeau freaking Field was none other than Jelani Tavai. A jog by me goodbye. Oh, man. I got some stats for you that will knock your socks off. We have a kicking update. All of that today right here on Locked On Lions. Where should we start? Whew. How about a deep breath from yesterday? What was that? I mean, that's the sixth most yards in a game that the Lions have ever given up in their history. 555 total yards allowed to Seattle. And no, this isn't Russell Wilson or Sean Alexander or Doug Baldwin. This was Geno Smith and Rashad Penny and company. Now, DK Metcalf's a good player, Tyler Lockett as well. 555 total yards, the sixth most given up in Lions history. And think about this. The most given up was back in 1990 against the Redskins. Of course it was, 676 total yards. We all know the woes that the Lions have had over the many years against Washington. But brutal. First game, another stat for you. This is our crack research staff. They know who they are, who deliver these goodies each and every day. First game in Lions history that the defense allowed 320 or more passing yards in a game and 220 plus rushing yards in a game. First time in the illustrious history of Detroit Lions football. The team sits at 1-3. Season is not over. I am watching some bad teams play in this league. Have you looked at the AFC South? Think about this. Yes, the Lions are in the NFC North. Yes, the Vikings won yesterday. The Packers won yesterday. Justin Fields nearly got decapitated by the Giants and the Bears lost. But there are some bad teams playing in this league. The NFC is not that good. And, you know, AFC South, I was using the example. I mean, I think first place in the AFC South right now is like Jacksonville. they're bad. All right. Now, they played Philly pretty tough yesterday. They've improved, but they're still not a good team. Indianapolis is a mess. Lost at home to Tennessee, who was a mess going into that game. And then Houston. My point is there's some elite teams. There are. Kansas City looked elite last night. Buffalo came back to beat Baltimore. But there's the gap is not that wide between elite teams, good teams, and bad teams. It just isn't. The Lions, right now, the offense is setting all sorts of Lions records, and they've been fantastic. But the defense is still where the offense can only do so much. Yeah, they put up 45 points yesterday. And the defense gave up 41, of course, if you include the Goff pick six, so 48-45. But the offense has to have the capability of being in a tight game at the end of the game where it's not down three, need a touchdown, then need an onside kick. We've seen that song and dance too much now outside of the Washington game. But, I mean, Rashad Penny after the game yesterday, the Seahawks running back, saying, quote, "Bad looks the defense gave us, and we took advantage of them." I mean, just Geno Smith saying, we know what they were going to do on 3rd and 16. I called a quick audible. We handed the ball off, and Rashad ran 40 yards for a touchdown. They knew. Seattle and Pete Carroll and everybody else, they all knew what was coming. They all knew. And the Lions have got to make some adjustments. And Dan Campbell said it today. Maybe we got to simplify some things. We're going to have a change in personnel. I don't know what that means. I don't know who that means that they're going to bring in. We got an update on a couple of defensive players. We're going to start practicing, which is a good sign. But personnel changes. All right, so does that mean that Melifonwu plays instead of Kirby Joseph? Neither of those guys have any track record. Who are you benching? Are you going to play Demetrius Taylor and bench Michael Brockers? Then you're not going to have a leader on that D-line. Now, you're not taking Aiden Hutchinson or Charles Harris out of the game. Would I like to see more of Austin Bryant? Yeah, I would, actually. He had a pretty good camp. I think he only played 19 snaps yesterday. Let's see if he can do something and get to the quarterback. Linebacker, all right, you want to take Anzalone out? Great. Who are you putting in? Derek Barnes? His PFF score is in the 30s every week. Some of these defensive players that Brad Holmes has drafted, not named Malcolm Rodriguez, some of them haven't shown they can play. Oh, Kirby Joseph, we loved him. What a steal the third round. He can't play yet. Ify Melifonwu, has he done anything? What about Levi Onwuzurike? Dan Campbell said today, the meter hasn't moved on his back injury. That guy may never play. So I don't know what personnel changes they're going to make. One thing I would like to see them do is back off a little bit on all this blitzing and this over-pursuing. Everything's over-pursuit. I get it. You guys are hungry dogs and you want to eat. That's great, but you got to stay in your lanes. You got to be smart. All these teams are running misdirection and bootlegs and draw plays. They're killing you. That's coaching. We'll see where this all goes. PFF grades coming up next. An update on some injured players. Kicking update. This is all very exciting. Right here on a Monday edition of Locked On Lions. What about our friends, though, at Prize Picks? Tonight, we got Rams, Niners. Maybe you want to take Matthew Stafford to throw for more than 320 passing yards. Maybe you want to take Cam Akers to rush for less than 85 yards, or Debo Samuel to score more than 0.5 touchdowns. You can do all of that with daily fantasy for fun and also for some cash at prizepicks.com. I love the format. It's so much fun. The great thing is you pick 2 to 5 players, and if they go score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. No competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you watch. That includes NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, where the playoffs are going to start Friday. AL Central Division champion Cleveland Guardians will be playing Friday. NHL, PGA, college football, men's college basketball, women's college hoops, all of that and more at Prize Picks. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is that easy. Just download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code LOCKEDON. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you $50. You hear that, Anthony Pavicic? Sign up, man. Don't forget to enter promo code LOCKEDON at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. All right, I want to get to the PFF numbers from yesterday's loss. First, though, big news today. Dan Campbell said that this week the Lions might be getting Jerry Jacobs and Josh Pascal back for practice. Now, these guys have been on the injured reserve list, which means they can practice for 21 days. And then after that 21 days, the Lions have to decide what to do with them. Are they too hurt to play? They go back in IR. If they are ready to go, they get activated. This could be, Jacobs could be a week, could be 2 weeks. Pascal is coming back from sports hernia surgery. You never know. It'd be nice to see Josh Pascal on the field and contributing so we can end the second round jinx. But those two guys expected back at least to practice this week. I'm not sure how full the practices are for them in terms of movement and everything else, but the Lions need help at cornerback, and Jerry Jacobs could be a big boost, and we know they need help on the D-line. Pascal can play inside, play outside. That's what he did at Kentucky. He can be disruptive. That would be a nice addition to this defense if they can get Josh Pascal back. So let's see where that thing goes. As far as the defense is concerned, the Pro Football Focus PFF.com grades from yesterday. Top five defensive players from yesterday's game. Number one on the list was Malcolm Rodriguez, who finished with an 83.8 grade. He has continued to be just fantastic for this team. He's not a perfect player, but a rookie six-round pick linebacker is one of your better defenders. That should tell you a little bit about this defense. But Rodrigo had an 83.8 grade. Number two, Charles Harris at 72.3. Number three, Deshaun Elliott, the safety, 69.8. Aleem McNeil checking in at a 66.7. And Kirby Joseph, actually, the free safety, 66.5. Ahead of Aiden Hutchinson, who was sixth at 64.3. Bottom five Lion performers on defense. Julian Okwara. 27.0. What does he do well? I'm waiting. Isaiah Bugs, 32.6. Third lowest grade was Amani Oruwari, a 33.0. I got more on him in a minute. Alex Anzalone, Gaines Media's own, 38.9. And Benito Jones, defensive tackle, who I didn't even really realize was on the field for 17 snaps, 41.7. Amani Oruwari's PFF grade through four games is 27.7. 27.7. Eligible cornerbacks who are out there playing. There are 99 of them in the NFL that are PFF gradable based on the amount of snaps that they've played. Amani Oruwari is 99 out of 99. He's dead last. He is the lowest rated cornerback through four games in the NFL. That's awful. It's awful. And I'm not telling you it's going to be like that all year. I think he's a pretty decent player. Heck, I had him on my preseason first time, might make the Pro Bowl list. Remember that? I like Oruwari, but he's been brutal. 27.7 grade through 4 weeks. Ouch. So that's not a big surprise as far as the defense goes. As far as the offense is concerned, top five graded out players from Sunday. TJ Hockenson, great to see him explode onto the scene yesterday. 90.6 grade. Josh Reynolds, 84.8. Jared Goff, the Lions quarterback, four touchdown day and a PFF grade of 74.6. Frank Ragnow comes in fourth at a 69.8. Nice. And Craig Reynolds, come on, Craig, 69.2. Bottom five Lions offensive performers. Left guard Dan Skipper, 31.1. Way low. Not a good number. But again, he's a backup that's having to play, and we'll see if Jonah Jackson can get back soon. Brock Wright, tight end, 47.6. Matt Nelson, 49.5. Khalif Raymond, 51.2. And Jamal Williams, 55.0. I thought Jamal Williams had a pretty good game yesterday, but I guess his pass blocking grade was very, very low, and his receiving grade was even worse. Remember, he had a couple of drops yesterday. His pass blocking grade, Jamal Williams, was 17.0. That's like an F. And pass catching grade, 27.4. So that brought Jamal Williams' overall numbers down. But as far as running the football, he did well. The offense is the least of this team's worries right now. Now, this week, playing Belichick and the Patriots, I'm not concerned about Matt Patricia dialing up some great offensive game plan. And we all know that Matt Patricia is the offensive coordinator. It's just not by name, so we can get paid by the Lions still and by the Patriots. But the concern this week is going to be Belichick and that Patriots defense, which did a pretty good job yesterday in their loss in overtime to Green Bay. They were right there, and they've had a lot of injuries, and they've lost Mac Jones, then they lost Brian Hoyer yesterday, and their third stringer, Bailey Zappe, the fourth round pick, came in. Imagine that, drafting a quarterback in the fourth round as a developmental guy and seeing what he can do. We wouldn't know about that here. All right, a kicking update coming up next. Let me tell you first, though, about Built Bar Puffs. Have you tried these yet? You are depriving yourself of one of life's greatest joys. I'm on this diet right now, and I'm exercising, and I'm losing weight. But every morning, I have my Built Bar or my Built Bar Puffs. New flavor. Covered in chocolate, we're talking cookie dough chunk puffs are out. They are light and chewy, fluffy, real cookie dough chunks. And, of course, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. All the joys of eating cookie dough without the hassle of making it. Plus, it's healthy for you. Cookie dough chunk puffs are only 160 calories, and they have a whopping 15 grams of protein in them. Run to Built.com to snag a box for you and the family. It'll be a perfect treat, or you can find a really good hiding place and just hoard them for yourself. Like all Built Bars, new cookie dough chunk puff is, like I said, covered in 100% real chocolate. That means they're healthy and tasty. Chocolate-covered cookie dough with a light, fluffy texture. So good. You're going to love the new cookie dough chunk puff. Grab yourself some now. You go to Built.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON15. That's LOCKEDON15. And get 15% off your order. Use promo code Locked On 15. All right, so we told you about the kicking situation. We talked about Jerry Jacobs and Pascal and all of these things. We didn't tell you about the kicking situation. Excuse me. We went over the PFF grades and everything else. The Lions general manager, Brad Holmes, jury's still out. There's some things he's done very, very well, and there's some things that he has not done well. Oh, by the way, let me put my prize picks graphic up, because I forgot to do that during the Prize Picks read because I suck. Check out Prize Picks. Give them some love tonight for the game. Anyway, the Lions general manager, Brad Holmes, I have confidence in, I like, and I'm not going to waver yet. But his handling of the kicking situation is really bad. Last year, this team started off with Matthew Wright and I can't even name all the kickers that this team has had. Aldrick Rosas and the kid that missed the field goal against the Steelers. I mean, it just, the list goes on and on. All right. I could see his face with the mustache. You know, they had all of, they tried everything. And they finally settled last year on Riley Patterson. And I thought, after Austin Seibert got hurt, and I thought Riley Patterson would keep the job. Patterson and Seibert, Ryan Santoso. I thought Patterson would keep the job, go into training camp. He struggled a little bit. They sign and keep Seibert. Patterson goes off to Jacksonville. Seibert sucks to start the year. Then he gets hurt. missed this last game. Dominic Eberle kicked yesterday, and it was an utter disaster. Missed two extra points, pushed one to the left, one to the right, and kicked a kickoff out of bounds. So Seattle got the ball at the 40-yard line. Now it appears that they are moving on from Dominic Eberle, although they haven't announced that yet. Dan Campbell said today that Seibert, they're hoping, will be back this week, but they are trying out some kickers. One report indicates that the Lions have tried out today former CFL legend Liam Hirilau, the former Dallas Cowboy who was beaten out by Brett Maher in training camp this year. He had kicked for Dallas and Carolina. He's 31. Spent some time with the Rams when Brad Holmes was there. Liam Hirilau could be next to join the long list of kickers. Randy Bullock, Matthew Wright, Aldrick Rosas, Ryan Santoso, Riley Patterson, Austin Seibert. Austin Seibert again this year. Dominic Eberle. I mean, can the Lions set? Why didn't they just bring Matt Prater back? He wanted to stay. Lions wouldn't offer him a second year last year. How stupid is that? That was so bad. The handling of the kicking situation has been terrible. And they've got a great punter. Heck, the long snapper, Scott Daly, he's doing well. Recovered a fumble yesterday. But this kicking situation, I don't know if it's going to be Hirilau or Seibert's coming back. If Seibert's coming back, he better be healthy. That's all I got to say about that. Working on a guest for tomorrow. We'll have the crossover on Thursday. This has been a Monday edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks for making us your first listen, everybody.